everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch Podcast. This is episode 624. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
We were having some technical difficulties.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to get it straightened out on your end. I still have these open tabs from Party Animals, the figures we were looking at.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, so now people have posted reviews on AliExpress. And you can actually see, you can see what they received. And it looks exactly like what you receive when you buy them from the correct sources over there. So if they're fakes, they're good fakes. Mm. So I go over to AliExpress. The full set of them is $105. Yes, I know that's too expensive. Yes, I know that's stupid. But I kind of want them.
Is it the one for like 23, 32 to 4 in the bed?
No.
Let me share my screen.
Let me see what you got going on there.
I see AliExpress right here.
Yeah, yours is a little bit different, but yeah. That's $23 a piece.
Okay.
That's like some of those are the new ones actually, which is crazy because they're not, those are like pre-order. If you just search for Party Animals, you should see, it's not that top one. That's the new ones. I don't actually know how I got here, but anyways, well, I do know how I got here. The link was open from last time. I'll send you, here we go. Look at us using technology in a way we never do. Mm-hmm. There's the link. So 16 sold. It has five-star reviews. And if you scroll down the pictures, I mean, even the packaging, to me, those look exactly legit. They're coming in quick, everybody says. The full set is on the far right there. So it's $105 or $25 a piece. That's roughly, it's maybe even just a smidge more than they would have cost when they were new. They're like $20, it looks like new. Mm-hmm. But you have to pay for shipping with the correct source. But if you look at the second picture with the crocodile there, I mean, even the packaging looks correct.
Yeah, it does.
I've seen packages of the other one. That's exactly what it looks like. So I hype myself up and I'm like, I'm just going to pay the $105 to get these, to have them on a shelf forever.
Mm-hmm.
Then I click checkout or I add to cart, right? They only have three left, it says. So I add to cart. Doesn't add it to cart. I click on my cart and it says, you got to create an account. I'm like, maybe I just shouldn't even mess with this. That's how quickly I lose like motivation because I'm like, I don't have an AliExpress account.
Right.
So have you ever bought anything from AliExpress?
No, I have not.
See?
I do have it downloaded, but I don't have, never bought anything.
How sketchy do you think it is?
Yeah, I don't think it's no different than like Wish or something, or some of the other ones, because it basically is the same interface. Like I just pulled it up.
It looks right though, doesn't it?
Well, actually, I mean,
those look.
Actually, no, I do have an account. Did I buy something from here before? Let's see. Yeah, maybe if I buy something. I have an account.
Oh, mine says I have an account too. I've definitely never bought anything from here though. But I'm a little scared to buy something.
Oh yeah, I have bought stuff from here.
Can you figure out what you bought?
Yeah.
And then can you let me know how terrible it was? These look right, though.
Okay, so I ordered this makeup thing for my wife. It was plastic. It was good. These polarized glasses, those were fine. Oh, I actually ordered this thing.
Oh, yeah, a little tripod?
Yeah, I ordered that. I ordered some tools, some door. Oh. That was fine. I ordered a belt. That was fine.
I appreciate you having no idea. You not only have used it, but you've used it a bunch.
Then I ordered this thing. And that works. It's a battery tester.
Yeah.
Some bathroom ceiling sink stuff. That was fine. And another pair of glasses. Yeah. So I would say only one thing that I ordered that was kind of cheaply made I got.
Yeah.
Out of the 1 out of 10. But no toys.
I guess my question is, like, I don't think Party Animals is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like it would be odd. How do I want to say this? It seems like it'd be odd for them to make a knockoff of something that's not going to sell very many.
Right.
So then I'm like, is this just overstock? Is that a thing over there?
No.
So you think they're generic, they're knockoffs?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because I've ordered from like Wish. I've ordered Dragon Ball Z figures, and the box come in looking exactly like, I couldn't tell. I'll try to look at the date, the packaging, the everything looked exactly the same.
Yeah.
Now I'm on Wish. I'm on Wish right now looking for Party Animals. I don't see any Party Animals on Wish.
And the thing with me is I'm not going to ever resell them. They're just for my shelf.
Mm-hmm. So who really cares?
But they're just very expensive to buy like the correct ones through eBay. And then it's going to sound shitty, but how do I know the ones I'm getting through eBay aren't just the ones, you know, aren't just the ones that from AliExpress?
Yeah.
You don't know.
No, you don't.
No, I'm so looking, I'm torn.
I'm looking at another place that if they have it. Nope, they don't even have it either. So AliExpress so far is the only one I can. I'm looking at, there's another place called DHgate I'm looking at too.
Here's the other thing I don't understand is, right, some of the ones listed on here are the ones that aren't even out yet. Like, they're pre-order only from the correct site. So it's like, how would, like, are they just getting them from the manufacturer? Because there's some shadiness over there.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you find, like, new video game systems and stuff, like, on the shelf. In, like a swap meet out, on, like, in the wild before they come out. Mm-hmm. Because shit walks out of the factory. It's sold by EE Toys Store. They have like Switch stands. They have Pokemans. They sell other party animal stuff. They're actually selling gift cards for Party Animals to like in-game currency.
This is a game here, right? Isn't it? I get, they have the EE Toys Store.
That's who it is. But if you scroll down, they're actually selling in-game credit. They have a ton of Party Animal stuff.
I just seen some Marvel.
Yeah. Stuff. But this couch set right here, that is not even out yet. Which is insane.
Oh, look at it. Switch stand holder.
Oh, I guess it, maybe it is out. It says pre-order, but it says it released January 2025. But yeah, so how do they have it?
I don't know, but some of these little toys, if they look like this, I mean, they look legit.
Dude, the box for this, I mean, it's stolen straight off the website for mm-hmm. pictures.
Here they go. You know, you're talking about the couch. Yeah, the couch looks.
I mean, look, it's got the picture of the box to the right there. If you click on it where it says color with box, that's exactly what the box looks like. That's taken from their pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably their pictures, but what does it look like when you get it in hand?
Well, those other ones all look perfect.
Okay, so you want
everything.
This set right here, right?
Yeah, so I want that set. If I could have that set and the couch, I think I would be okay not having everything.
So once you order the couch first, see how it looks. And when it comes in, then that'll decide, because it's the cheaper two, but you're only buying one.
The problem is, that's not a bad plan. The problem is those couches are new and there doesn't seem to be and I don't know how AliExpress works, but it says there's only three of the full characters left. And I'm a sucker for that pressure. It would cost $138 to get all five of the characters plus the couch. Taking a chance, though. Taking a real chance.
I know, it's tempting.
16 reviews, though. 16 sold and 5 5-star reviews.
Yeah, here's the people selling it on eBay. $62 in stock, 45. Someone selling for 45 from AliExpress on eBay.
That's right. So because these exist, you can't even trust what you see. Because even if you buy off eBay, there's no guarantee you're not getting these now.
It's a risk you're going to have to take.
Is it a risk I should take, though? Is it good enough content for this show?
I would say, yeah. I would do it.
All right, let's start the show.
Right.
I've wasted enough time with talking about these for the 50th time.
Yeah, talking about party animals.
Yeah, let's talk about party animals. Finally came out for PS5.
Yes.
And
you guys picked up, you guys were day one.
Day oneers. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I've not really ever spent any real money on Party Animals. I felt like it was time to spend some money on it. Yeah. I did buy it on Xbox as well, but I don't know. I just, PS5 is where I prefer to play that.
So you spent the $19.99 on PlayStation to get it.
Correct.
But then on Xbox, you just bought some of the DLC packs or something? Or did you
I bought the game when it went not free to play anymore.
So you're $40 deep into the game.
Well, no. It's worse than that. So the game was 50% off on Xbox, so it was only $10. But I bought the upgrade pack, which made it $20 over there because it's 10 and 10.
Okay.
Then on PlayStation, I bought the 20 plus the deluxe package. So it's $10. So it's $30. So I've spent $50.
On a game to play on two games, two consoles, which is really technically not bad.
It's not that bad, really. But I also just want to support them.
Yeah.
But I need you and friend of the show, Patman, to get it.
I have it.
You bought it?
Yeah, I bought it.
Oh, yeah. So they put in, this is interesting, they put in like a Among Us mode whenever it went on PS5. It's called Crisis.
Yeah, I have. That is a news story, I think, somewhere in there, maybe.
That's going to be fun with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to be fun with all of us playing. We have dabbled a little bit because you kind of have to for the challenges. It's going to be fun for us.
Yeah.
So have you played it at all?
No, I have not, because I wanted to get in there with you guys.
Yeah, you need to play the tutorial. And then we'll carry you to victories.
All right, so here's
Crisis mode is going to be cool. Yeah, he's jumped ahead of the story here. He's got the video plan. It is a blatant ripoff
of Among Us.
Of Among Us.
Yeah, so I was watching this, and my wife looked over, and she's like, what is that? And I was like, it's a game. I said, we're going to probably start playing. Like, so what do you do? I was like, you basically just these little animals and you got to run around.
Yeah. So, you know, the core of Party Animals is a fighting game, a silly, hard to control fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
And then they added a kart racer mode.
Mm.
And then they're adding this Among Us style mode, Crisis. And so I got in a room last night, me and friend of the show, Marshall 205. He was having connection issues, but we had some good matches. We had matches where people were talking. they were adults. And, you know, you turn around, somebody staring at you and you're like, hey, what are you doing? They're like, nothing. I'm like, why are you right there? They're like, no reason. I'm like, all right, well, maybe give me a little bit of room. They're like, you're fine. And then you're like apprehensive to touch the computer because you're like, I don't know what that guy's doing.
Right.
And then you get to the phase and you're like, I don't know, but the, you know, player number 11 was being super creepy standing behind me. He was like, I wasn't doing anything. I saw you doing creepy stuff.
So were you playing in this mode, though, crisis mode?
Yeah. And okay. So, but you have like people like at one point, this girl said, do not vote me off. He is lying because he's the killer. And we all voted her off and he was the killer.
Mm.
So you have those moments just like you do in Among Us where it's like, as long as people have mics and stuff like that, it is fun. It does hit the same way. But my favorite thing is that's not even the best part of Party Animals. To me, the best part of Party Animals is the core mode, the classic or the smash. Those are the core modes, and they have lots of support going on right now. They got a lot happening over there.
Yeah.
So now we just got to get Pac-Man to get it.
Yeah. I got it the day you guys sent the text out, and I was like, you know what? Let me go ahead and grab it. I know this is someone's going to be picking this as a game.
Yeah, for sure. If that's what it takes to force everybody to get it, I'll pick it. But we play it. I mean, even on Xbox, we were playing it like every night. The only time we don't play Party Animals is when there's like no new content to get.
Yeah, you get the new content, then you stop.
Yeah. What just happened at your house?
My heat came on.
Oh. Sounds like somebody backed a truck up in your living room.
No, it's the heater's like right next to me.
So, if anyone cares, I ordered the Party Animals thing.
Vince right there.
I ordered it while we were talking.
Oh, did you do the whole kit? The whole set?
I did. Yeah, I did the full set and the couch.
And the couch. Nice.
Yeah, full weakness. It says it'll be here like February 11th.
Now, when I used to order from them, well, I was like, when I used to, because I haven't ordered in a month, but first, they would send stuff out, like the toys, the packs that we'd like destroy. I had two different packages, like figures that destroyed. They replaced them. They're like, if, just keep
if
them.
If they're destroyed, I'm going to open. I'll probably open them.
They refunded me the money, and they told me to keep it. And or on one of them, they just sent me, they said they'll send me another one.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I'm super nervous.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Do you get to put it in your office here?
Yeah, I'll put it in. No, I have like a display case in the house. I'll put it in there.
Okay.
I'm in the office now. I know you guys can't see, but I'll put it in there.
So you have, let's see, Sackboy.
Three shelves of Little Big Planet / Sackboy paraphernalia.
And you have Astrobot coming in, and you do.
None of that's in yet. Yeah.
You have Astro. Did you get the new one I sent you?
The pop and the other one?
Yeah, with the silver, because you have the silver, then you have that new one.
I don't know. When did you send it?
We talked about it on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You're talking about the Funko and then the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both pre-ordered.
Okay. You got both of those. Then you have Rocket League. You have some of the cars for Rocket League.
I don't have that set up. That's all in packages.
But you do have them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you...
So, in a perfect world, I'd like to do like a, I found these metal, I can't turn my thing where you can see them, but there's metal bookcases, glass doors, metal shelves. They're the door sections are a little thicker than I'd like them to be. So you can't see everything that's in there.
Yeah. I remember you showing me that before. You can't see the middle.
The middle is pretty blocked out. There's probably like a 5-inch section. You can't see anything. Doesn't matter. They're well built. They're nice quality and they're not super expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to do one of those entire shelves as video game stuff.
Hmm.
But I got to get a little more creative on how I set it up because it's insane for Little Big Planet stuff to take up three shelves.
Yeah.
So I'm my plan is to do an entire one of video game stuff, an entire one of Lego stuff.
You're talking about whole shelf, like the whole shelving unit, not the just whole, one shelf, but the
whole unit. Yeah, the whole unit as Lego. The shelves are adjustable, so you can make it the way it needs to be. See, those are nice because they only block the very bottom on that shelf. But yeah, so my plan is to do a Lego one, a video game one, and then just one of things that I like.
Right. I'm going to say, because I was going over the Rocket League, now you're going to bring in party animals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you get, you still haven't got anything Cult of the Lamb?
No, but I have it in my cart. I keep looking at it. Oh,
then, no, there's nothing for Dredge. There's nothing for Dredge yet.
Not really. They have like some plushies and stuff. I want a high-end like boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen these little shelves. I don't wish I showed you the shelves on there. I've seen that people are using them. Here's one that's got a Lego, and it looks pretty big.
Yeah, that's nice, too. It's like they got one of those acrylic shelves to get some space
mm-hmm.
on that car one. See, it's up on top of the other one.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get creative like that, I think, in mind. The shelves you have pulled up are probably nicer than what I have for display purposes, but I bet the ones that I have are more substantial. They're heavy.
And see, this, you can do it either option. You can go open it from the bottom up, or this one, it has the middle, which I kind of like the bottom up. The one with the middle, you would say you can't see inside because the doors are blocking the middle area of it up.
Yeah.
Now, are there any other figures that, or toys or you have? That's the only ones I can think of.
Yeah, I have like some Cuphead stuff. I should probably at some point do a shelf of like random Titan stuff that I have because they send out bobbleheads and stuff. I mean,
gaming wise, that's odd. I don't know if you have anything.
I have so much gaming stuff from my time before, but that I care to have displayed.
Yeah, I'm thinking of stuff you would have displayed.
Maybe my Amiibo stuff. I don't necessarily see me getting rid of that stuff right now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that stuff. That's about all I can think of, but there's probably more. There's probably something I miss. And like Cuphead, I think I just have two figures. I have Cuphead and Mugman. I'd like to have them beside each other.
Yeah.
You know, I could do a miscellaneous shelf. You know, Rocket League, I don't have enough for a full shelf either. I do have five or six of the cars I could put in there. You know, things that I spend a considerable amount of time on, I like to get things for. Remember that time.
Yeah, and you're supporting the thing too.
Yeah, so I don't know. But that's my plan. I think if I had three of those, I could do a wall with three of those cases on there, and I could pretty well fill them up.
You'd always grab the boxes of the games, put them in there behind them.
Yeah. You know, that's what I did for like Sackboy. I also have all the cases for everything he's in there as well. So it's like Little Big Planet Karting is in there. 1, 2, and 3 is in there. You know, Sackboy's Big Adventures. So everything is in there. So that's a lot of what takes up the room. But then I have just random crap everywhere. I mean, if there's anything I can find with Sackboy, even to this day, like that's not outrageously priced, I order it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that his time is coming to an end.
Yeah. Do you have a t-shirt?
I don't know, but I don't. T-shirts to me don't do anything at all.
Not a personal.
No. I'm not going to wear it, and I don't think t-shirts are collectible like that.
Unless it's like one of those vintage ones.
Yeah. So there's I would spend the money on a t-shirt.
Oh, there's some crazy t-shirts in here.
But like figures, things like that. I have a beach towel
mm-hmm.
that has Sackboy on it. Yeah, see, I wouldn't buy any of those. They look all right, but no,
you want this? You want that one right there?
That's a full. That's a full print. It's just literally just that. That is the image of the game cover, just overlaid mm-hmm. on a t-shirt.
Yeah, AliExpress is probably cheap material too.
It's not even a t-shirt. That is just they took the cover and cut a t-shirt size mm-hmm. space out of it.
I like that one with the brown.
The zipper's cool. The one beside it's nice.
Yeah, the white one.
Mm-hmm.
With the. I'm a t-shirt guy. I like t-shirt.
That black inky one is what's on the towel. It's right in the middle of your screen on the gray shirt. That's what's on my towel, but it's inverse. Go up and left. There it is. That's what's on my towel, but my towel is inverse. The towel's black and that's white.
Mm.
But it's officially licensed. I have several figures. I have like the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives.
Mm-hmm.
I have just a ton of stuff. I have the full run of the blind box ones. I have all of those. I just have stuff everywhere for Sackboy. It's like every time I thought I'm like, that's it. Then I would find one more thing.
Right.
See, like I have like almost all of those, and those are big too. Those are 7-inch. That's what the San Diego Comic-Con ones are big like that too.
Do you have one spot
right there? You see the blue and the yellow hat one?
Yeah.
And then the other one on the left, that's the white one with the hat. Those are the Comic-Con exclusives.
Do you have one special one? It's like.
No, I love them all. That's a game from a franchise, a character from a game from a franchise that I just truly love. And so just having him on the shelf is cool. There is one of those that's just like that. That's a platinum, and it's Sackboy, but he's platinum. And I think that one's cool.
Yeah, just saw that.
It looks like the trophy. No, that's something.
Oh, that's weird. A 3D print one. Okay. Did you get this one?
You know, I swear I have that, but I looked and looked and couldn't find it. I swear I have it, though. It's the controller holder. I know you guys can't see, but I swear I have that. I have looked and looked and looked because Target had it forever. And I was really confident that I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Mario one. But anyways, yeah. So I have a ton, 3 shelves worth of Sackboy stuff. And when I say it's packed, like you can't even see it. Yeah. So there's the platinum one. I just think that one's neat because it reminds me of the trophy.
Yeah.
So that one's fun.
All right. So back to Party Animals.
Yes. Party Animals is out. We've been playing a ton of it. It's great on PS5. There are some issues. That game is a little bit like Gang Beasts in that things don't always go the way you think they should. And that's part of its charm, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little clunky on purpose. So there is frustration. There's high stakes. We have crossplay on, but let me tell you, we just have absolutely dominated since it came to PS5. Even though crossplay is on, even though we're still playing with PC and PS5. I mean, we've probably played... I don't know. We've probably played 30 matches, and I bet we have won 25 of them. Yeah. Like we're just not losing on anything. And the first night we dominated. We won like every match but one. We already have the trophy for winning 10 in a row. We have the trophy for winning 5 in a row. 5 in a row partied. 5 in a row not partied. We have the trophy for winning 10 or not in a row, just all together, and then 10 partied up. And we got it like in the first night.
Damn.
We had to fight to get those 5 in a row whenever we first started playing back on Xbox.
People saying you guys were cheating or anything?
No, there's not a lot of that. Now, if you get reported, you don't really know unless they find something.
Mm-hmm.
There's rounds where it definitely looked like we were cheating. Like that's how efficient we were. The cool thing is like all the challenges that they have, some tied to trophies and some not, are all reset. So a lot of the stuff that we struggled to do early on, it's neat to see like how quick we can go in and just knock it out now. And then some stuff's still hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to get in there. Once we have more than 3 people, you have to go to like a private match, but that's fine too. But with 3 people, we can just run it.
Okay. You said there is a tutorial.
There is a tutorial you need to play through. They're not going to feel anything like the game. The first ones literally teach you how to play. The next two are expanding upon that a little bit, but none of them are the actual like game. They're real missions. It has like a single player thing to do.
Okay.
And it'll probably take you, I don't know, probably since you've never done it, it wouldn't shock me if it took you an hour to get through everything.
Okay.
You don't have to do any of them except the first one, but you should.
Yeah, just to get practice at it.
Yeah. It's good. I think you'll hate it.
Probably will.
Yeah.
Because I won't be good at it.
Yeah. But I would argue that even when you're good at it, you're not really good at it. It's definitely janky on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So you played Gang Beasts back in the day?
No.
No? Never played it?
No.
Yeah, you may hate it. I love it. It's real good. But I think you'll enjoy the... I think you'll enjoy the Among Us mode. I think you'll enjoy the Crisis. You have to get out of party chat, get in game chat, but it's fun to hear people talking. It's also a proximity chat, so you can only hear me when you're beside me.
Okay.
The other cool thing is there's an intercom, so you can go to the intercom and talk, and the whole ship can hear you.
Oh, shoot.
So if you want to be like, if you want to run in there and get on the intercom and be like, hey, it is the dog. The dog with the purple jacket on, he is the killer. You could do that and everyone could hear you.
Okay.
There's little perks, like certain roles have certain perks and the roles are random. There's a lot of fun things though. One of the roles is you have to try to you win if you get voted off. So you're not a bad guy, but you have to appear to be a bad guy.
Mm.
So you're like purposely trying to be creepy. In the hopes that people suspect you.
Yeah, that's something I would probably do.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a different, because you can't actually do anything the killer would do, but your whole goal is to look sus.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got that one, I would just go to a room. I knew everybody had to go in. I would just stand in the corner of it. I would follow people and they turn around and I would run off real quick. I tried so hard to be creepy and I couldn't get a single vote.
Yeah.
I was like not threatening at all. I mean, somebody would turn around, I'd be like, oh, and I'd run off and nothing, no votes.
Mm.
So it's neat. I think we would have a lot of fun with it. If friend of the show, Patman and his girlfriend jumped on, you know, that gives us five people then to play.
Yeah.
You can run it with eight. So I think we would have a really good time even with strangers in there playing that.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited just to start playing with you guys again.
I'm glad you got it. We're pretty well have been on every night since it came out. So, played a little bit more of Lego Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
I still like Lego Odyssey. It's getting to the point kind of like it was before though. If we jump on, we need to have a purpose because when we're just standing around, there's not a lot to do anymore.
Yeah. I jumped in and just tried to say, okay, what can I do? I was trying to find where I can build my little house.
Uh-huh. You can build anywhere, but for it to be in the zone, you have to kind of stay on top of that hillside we're on.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out where I can like put it, and then nothing that made sense where I was going to want to build it. I did a little bit of exploring, loaded up the chest a little bit, died, went back out. But there was nothing like, I don't know what to do.
There's a red barn, not the one the animals live in, the one beside it has a car in it. There's nothing else in it. If you're going to continue to play, we can always tear it down. You can build there because there's no purpose for that barn. I just built it. It doesn't actually do anything. There's nothing inside of it. So we could take that down. If you're going to continue, you can build your house there. I'm going to redo my house and build one from scratch. I'm in a pre-built house. But I do want to build one. So you jumped in with us and you played around for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Did it feel any different than before to you?
No, it did.
Yeah. But you had no idea what we were doing.
Right.
So it was new to you. And we had been playing for weeks at that point. It's neat that you don't have to like, it's neat that you can share your server and people can get on without you being on without having to pay a fee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a Minecraft Realms.
Yeah. It is basically a private server that we have.
Yeah. I found one of the little houses, I guess you guys liberated but there was only three people living there and there could be five.
Yeah, so those are like camps that you build. That's part of like the main storyline. Are building up those camps. We've done the Star Wars camp, the Storm Chaser camp. And I think there's still more to do when it comes to that. And there's still the big boss to beat too.
Yeah, but it was fun. So I did that. I jumped in there on Monday and did that.
What else did you play this week? That's all I played were those two.
And then... let's see, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I jumped in and actually played Fallout 76 a bunch. Tuesday, I always do the updates, so I did all the challenges to get that taken care of, to get my points up. There's a new season coming soon, so I'm trying to get to that level 150 on the pass to get all the good stuff. I'm like 113 right now.
Is the pass free?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it just it's a map. They call it the roadmap. And as you get certain levels, you can unlock certain things. If you want to, instead of purchasing and make it for free, and you use your little points you've earned in that season to unlock whatever you want to. Before you just get, as you progress, like level one, you unlock this, level two, level three, because some people would get stuff they don't want at all. Like me, there's a bunch of stuff I don't want at all. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah, I jumped in, just got the free thing for and didn't play nothing at all.
Just a busy week with life and work, or
yeah, just
not feeling it.
Just wasn't feeling like playing.
Yeah. I for sure go through those phases where it's like, I still love video games. I just don't really want to play anything.
My problem is that there's so much I want to play.
Yeah. That can feel overwhelming too, but sometimes I just don't want to play anything.
Like I downloaded Firewatch. I'm probably going to play Firewatch next because I've never played it.
I really liked Firewatch, but I'm guilty of starting that game, I think, 3 times and never finishing it. Not because anything happened, but because like something would come out that I wanted to play more.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, I'll just get back to this, and never would.
So I'm trying to find games that more like the, you know, from let's say 5 hours to like 20 hours of play.
Yeah.
Yeah. But instead of those long beat up, drawn out Ghost of Tsushima 100 hour games.
I just can't do those 100 hour games. I just don't have it in me.
And I have so many of those that I want to play. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to sit there. Like I've all those Assassin's Creeds I'm behind on. Like, do I really want to play through? Then I know how I am. I'm just going to grind the story, but then I'm going to do all the side missions and because I want it. And oh, I didn't unlock this. So let me go over here.
It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a big commitment.
Yeah. So right now I'm just going to play the smaller size games and just beat them.
Yeah. I still plan to jump in Fallout. Maybe I'll jump in when the new season starts. How far away is that?
It's sometime soon because if people have already data mined like the new rewards and stuff like that.
Maybe that'd be a good time to jump in.
Yeah, I've got so much plans for you guys to where you guys can unlock and build and
I miss the world of Fallout. That's my problem. As I miss the world of Fallout, that's what makes me want to play it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that I have fun when I'm in there, but my whole thing is I just like miss that world. And want to get in that world. So
yeah, I have you can get 2 base camps now, so you can switch between the two. And that's so cool. people will use one in one part of the map with another one because you can fast travel different parts of the map now. Mm-hmm. Without paying caps, and they'll do their base in other areas that they want to grind out or they know certain things. So I have mine, and the one where when we first started playing, I built another camp right there, then I have another one. A place I kind of grind out for stuff.
Yeah, I need to get in there and just play.
I mean, it's fun. The community is a whole lot better now. There's no more, like I said, there's no more people just running around trying to kill you.
That's what I hear.
People want to help you. You can join teams if you want to XP up. And sometimes you can just join a team and not even worry about playing with them. You just do your own thing, but you're just on the team to get the XP because when you're on a team, you can XP quicker.
Yeah.
Because it's like you get 4 times the amount, and then if you share certain perks, you can even get more.
Yeah, I'm definitely, that's the part that makes me think I could actually play and enjoy it, is that the community is better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say the community was bad the first time that I played, but it wasn't great.
Oh no,
people trying to nuke and you know, everybody just wanted to tear everything up and kill you,
grab your shit. Now you can't kill, but then you have people just run up because you're low level. They'll give you stuff. They're like, oh, you're low level. Here's some, I have a bunch of serums for you guys. Well, I have all the serums for each of you. Well, for you and Marshall 205, because I know Pac-Man will never play.
If you're trying to play that game, you want to keep it alive. You need new people to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So being a dick when they come in is not going to accomplish that.
Yeah, I ran across a level 9 player. He was just level 9. He ran up to me and waved. And I was like, hold on. I asked him what kind of ammo he wanted, dropped some ammo for him, some stem packs, and a bunch of serums and plans. And just, you know, that's what people are doing now. Sometimes you'll go to your camp and you'll see a bag or a drop box with a bunch of stuff in it. Because they see you have your bobblehead stand out, and you'll see that there's some bobbleheads you're missing, and they'll go through and just drop the bobbleheads for you.
Yeah, see, that's awesome.
To add to your collection.
Yeah, to me, that is awesome. That's the thing that will keep a game alive or will bring new players in. Mm-hmm. So I hope to see that when we jump in. You could pick it as your game. You could force Pac-Man.
Yeah, I know.
You could force his hand. what else do you have? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, so yeah, I think he's got it.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I think we played it.
Yeah, I think we all jumped in.
Yeah, we played it before all of us. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. The Lewis Hamilton is in Fortnite right now.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the
That's his boy, and he still wasn't interested in getting in Lego Fortnite with us.
And Lego, the car is down to like $160.
I know.
My dude, get it.
Here's what I say though. Lego is not for everyone, and it is a commitment.
Oh yeah.
It's you don't just get one. That's weird. It's weird to have one set.
Mm-hmm.
And it is expensive. My Atari came in.
Oh, nice.
The box had some damage to it that they fixed with packing tape. So the box is ruined. Because you could never get the tape off. But I don't care. I was going to put the set together.
Okay.
So I ended up getting it for like $129 to the door.
Nice.
Everything is there. Everything is sealed. The tape had not been cut. It was literally looked like something poked the box. Mm-hmm. And someone's remedy, probably at the store level, was to put half a roll of tape on the box. Which I guess it was efficient in making sure nothing came out.
Right.
It was also efficient in ruining and destroying that box because you have to leave the tape on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take it off.
No, it's going to rip it up.
The gash in there would have been less offensive than the tape. I wish it had said that in the description, but I still would have bought it.
Yeah.
But I didn't. You know, I had my anxiety. I opened the package and it's taped everywhere. And I'm like, this is not new. It's for sure going to be missing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I still had the Lego tape on the side, you know, that they use.
Right.
Yeah, I knew it was fine. It was just that panic sets in. So then I'm like online. I'm like, how many bags come with this? So I think it's like 20 bags and one unnumbered bag or something. And like, I'm counting everything laid out on the floor. But it was all there. I'm excited. That's what I'm going to build next.
Mm-hmm.
I have the two I want to build right now. I have the tiny potted plants. And the Atari, and I'm going to go ahead and build the Atari just because the box is in such bad shape.
And you did not get the Nintendo yet?
I have it.
Oh, you do have it.
Yeah, I have it. I bought it back when it came out. That's my problem with the Atari is I waited to get it. And then I felt like a fool because now I'm not going to be able to get it, or I'm going to have to pay markup on it.
Target used to have like a bunch of them over in their little gaming section, but I never understood why they had it over there instead of in the Lego section.
Yeah, probably because someone works there doesn't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
How much was that set new? 180?
The Atari? Oh, that was 200.
Yeah, I don't know what it was when it came out. So anyways, I got it. That's going to be the next one I build. I'm excited about it. It's a pretty substantial build. I finished I don't know if I said this on the last show or not, the London phone box.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you I built that one?
Yeah. You said it was a struggle.
It was,
it was bigger than you thought.
It was bigger than I thought. Also, this is probably speaks to my level of building.
Mm-hmm.
It had multiple builds with the phone. There's two builds with the phone you can do.
Yeah, you can
do a more American version or a more British version.
Right. Now, real quick, the Atari was, it's 240, but when it originally came out, it was 219.
Okay, 220. Yeah,
they marked it up.
So it's a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I should have bought it back then to just have it next to the Nintendo.
Yeah.
The other one I'm slightly concerned about is Pac-Man's retiring this year, the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I should get that.
Yeah, they have it here. You're talking about the different pictures of the phone itself.
Oh, can you share your screen?
I'm sorry.
Let me tell you where I'm stupid. I was unaware how Lego, in the middle of an instruction booklet, tells you that this is happening. So that's the more American phone, the first one you had pulled up. And that's the more what I'm assuming is European phone, since this is a London phone booth. That's more American. That's the traditional payphone you're used to. That's the one I would prefer to build. It makes the most sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when the book pops open, it's like, here's what you do next. I go ahead and build it. And then you get to the next step and you're like, I don't even have these pieces. And you realize it's the same pieces. There was an option.
Yeah. And it'll tell you until the last minute.
So I flip back and see that it says, like at the beginning of there's just like an arrow that says like page 62 or something. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that that signified that if I didn't want to do that one, I went to the other one.
So which one did you do?
I built all of this on the first one. I built all of it, then took it all back apart and built the second one because I wanted the second one.
So you want this one?
No, I wanted the more US one. I wanted that one.
Okay, yeah, see, I want that one too.
I actually think that's the less exciting of the two. I think that one looks better, the old one, the European one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what I know a payphone as.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm with you. I like this one.
Right.
With the book right there underneath.
The phone book, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the advertising. Now, it doesn't matter. I just would not have put the stickers on the blocks if I wasn't going to use them. So I stickered up all the pieces I didn't. You see how the extras just laying there in the floor?
Yeah.
On this picture. Yeah. I mean, so I just have all that extra stuff. It's a full like bag of bricks that I stickered up and everything. The flowers on the ground, pain in the ass to get to put together and to have sit there. Not a good design.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same flowers hanging, but they're not as obnoxious. The fence, very tedious to put together.
I can imagine.
Very tedious to put together. Beautiful set. It is those weird like rods that stick up. I guess it's supposed to hold your cell phone. This set is some sort of weird like phone stand thing.
Yeah, in the back there.
Yeah, up against the fence, and then those two little things hold it. Which is weird to me. It also has a light in the phone booth, so when you press down the top, it lights up inside.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it to be strange that the light pole doesn't.
Yeah, I agree. Now you can buy the little light kit to make the light pole.
You almost should. Also, there's a lot of detail on the phone booth itself, and I thought the light felt like an afterthought. You can even see when you look at it. It doesn't look quite right. Like the pieces that they use are kind of like bumpy and rigid. There's the light. The phone booth is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It is awesome. So that one's done. I'm going to move over to the Atari. Once I finish the Atari, I think I'm going to do the tiny plants. And then I have to hold off until I get a new bookshelf because that's all I'll have space for. I should get the light kit at least for the light pole.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, here it has the light pole. And then this one has the one for the outside. You can add lights to the outside. Well, wants me to log in.
Amazon wants to see anything. Yeah, I would be okay even if I just had the light. It just seems weird to me that you can light up the phone booth, but not. And I guess maybe you would switch the whole set over because the built-in Lego one is you push down to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a momentary, like when you hold the button, it's on.
So like this one has got the lights going around the bottom, but the sign back here has a light.
Yeah. Yeah, that looks cool. But good set. I don't know if I would suggest it. You know, if you're into that, I like a phone booth.
I got it.
Yeah, I like a phone booth. So that's why it looks very nice. It's just very specific. And I don't know that it's the best bang for your buck.
I still need this one, the Home Alone one.
The set or the light kit?
The light kit.
Yeah, the light kit's cool as hell.
I just seen that. I was like, okay.
But yeah, so. Happy with that. Ready. I may even start the Atari this afternoon, depending on how things go. Bag at a time, sort everything, put it together, bag, sort, put it together.
So those like Lego minifigures I just bought, my wife likes to put those together. So I let her and she'll put the minifigures together.
Now I'm like a serial killer. Sometimes I don't sort the bricks, which I know people would not be able to handle. I literally just dump them in a pile and I search for what I'm looking for.
Me, no, I do a quick, I don't sort super sort, but I do a quick sort, bigger, smaller, clear.
Yeah. When I'm mentally stable, I sort everything out in its pile and then the build goes so much quicker.
Now I did buy the Lego sorting blocks. I think I showed you a long time ago.
Where you dump them in and they sort the pieces by size?
No, you can just.
Let me see
if I can. They come with a pack of four.
You see those trays with the increasingly different size holes.
Yeah.
And you shake it and it kind of sorts it by size. They have like a little, like a desk thing that has the different compartments that also has the building plate in the middle. I've been debating getting one of those.
And they don't even have what.
There's a Lego sorting tray.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's a four pack, and I got all four different packs.
Yeah, so I've been debating getting one of those like lap trays just to build on. I build on a little table, but it would be nice to have pieces. I drop stuff all the time. I've luckily not lost anything.
Mm-hmm.
I had one piece bounce all the way under my couch where I can't get to it, but it would happen to be one that I had an extra piece of.
I'm going
to
take sorting out.
Have you seen that At Home has the like Lego coat rack things that are the studs and the shelves?
No, this is what I got.
Oh, yeah, nesting appetizer plates. Those are nice because you just throw your stuff in there.
Yeah, and you can take them out.
Yeah.
Then you have the wood piece is the whole piece itself.
Yeah, so At Home has those studs that you can buy and hang on the wall to hang jackets on. And then they have the shelves that are like the hollow bricks that you put on the wall and you can put like stuff inside of it, smaller sets or minifigs or whatever. Mm. And they're all officially like licensed Lego stuff.
Damn.
I didn't know if you had seen it.
No, I haven't gone to At Home.
You put At Ho, which I like.
At Home.
Oh, you're not going to be able to. You'll have to go to At Home's website, I think, because it's like how to display Legos at home.
Right.
They're really neat. I instantly thought about you, though, for when you decide to be a child and decorate your house. See, look at those. They're like floating shelves, but they're Lego. Like that screws to the wall and just floats.
That's cool.
And then just keep going.
Yeah, there's another.
See those? Yeah. Those are cool.
Yeah, I've seen this white and black pack for like $5, $5.99 somewhere.
They're the Lego wall yellow and blue and red hanger and the Lego wall white, black, and gray hanger. So it's literally like just a one by stud that you put on the wall and it just you put a hanger on it. Doesn't do anything, but I think the shelves are super cool. If you laid the shelves out in a way where they made sense and filled them up with whatever.
Yeah.
I would probably put a smaller set in mine. They just have random stuff in theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but those are fun.
I'm about to look at some of those. All right. Well, so let's get into some news then. Yep. A few things for us. PlayStation's released their top downloads of 2024. And here's a list right here. I'll see if you're surprised by anything on here. There's no specific order, but it's just your same-o.
Yeah, I wasn't surprised by anything really that was on this list. I actually looked through the list already. It's a lot of these games at the bottom have been holding on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they maybe are a little out of pocket when you look at them, but if you look back, they've been on the list.
Yeah.
Nothing amazing to me on here.
Did you see the PS4? The PS4 still has Minecraft and Red Dead Redemption 2 on there.
Yeah, those look Gang Beasts is on that list too.
Mm-hmm. The Hunter Call of the Wild, The Forest.
Yeah.
Which I almost wish we'd get back into four, like actually like start over in The Forest and try to actually beat the game.
Yeah. So the Forest, we encountered the same problem that we encounter a lot. And that we jump in with no purpose and then we end up not doing anything. And then I feel like people get bored.
Yeah. Well, we built our camp, which was like too big and too crazy at first. And then we got so far along, we couldn't really go nowhere. But then there's like a lot of stuff that we could have done that we didn't do.
Yeah. Well, look at those flip flop paint colors on the system. Yeah. So the first thought is like, let's build a base and we'll all hunker down here. But it's like, we didn't even play the game to know if that was a good spot, to know what we should do, any of that stuff.
Yeah. We were building and then Pac-Man and Marshall 205 were down trying to explore it. And we should have been with them exploring because where they went is actually like a crazy area that they needed us.
Yeah. And I got, you know, I love to build. So I'm guilty of like, I'll just homestead.
Mm-hmm.
But that that does lead to boredom once you have everything the way you want it.
Yeah, then where we were was a bad area because we had the cave right there. Then there was trails.
So it was constant with having to defend and fight.
Yeah. All right, so there's an article out there saying the PlayStation 5 is selling quicker than the PlayStation 4 at a higher rate. It's like a small, like 7% pace ahead of the PlayStation 4's pace. Xbox was down, down 18% compared to Xbox One. It's just kind of interesting to see that the PlayStation 5 is selling more than the PlayStation 4 at this time.
Yeah, it's impressive to think it's up 7%, you know, when it costs more.
Mm-hmm.
It's neat. I mean, it's good for them. I feel like they have mismanaged PS5 a little bit with their first party releases, the PSVR 2, some of those things.
The remakes and re-redos and re-releases and remasters.
I understand that that's the business now. I just feel like they've dropped the ball on some things, and they're lucky that they have the momentum they have, and I hope they do something good with it in the future, because I feel like they have dropped the ball.
Yeah. Next one, PlayStation Plus subscriptions. If you want a PlayStation Plus, it's on sale right now, up to 35% off. It ends February 4th. So if you need to renew your PlayStation subscription, your Plus subscription, go ahead and jump in there and enjoy that sale.
You can only stack like 18 months or something now.
Mm-hmm. So if 12 you're months. Pretty close. You can go ahead and jump.
You could go ahead and do it.
I mean, 35% off is massive, especially if you get the $100 tier, $35 off.
Not a bad deal.
Mm-hmm. So there's an article. Reggie, our friend Reggie, said Astrobot almost outdid Nintendo at its own game. He did a little article with because it was nominated for and won Best Kids Game at the New York Game Awards.
He's right. There's no one on earth that would tell you that Sony didn't try to follow in the footsteps of Nintendo with this game. Mm-hmm. Some of the boss designs in Astrobot are so good. They're not hard. They're well designed. That whole game is so tight and so well made. It's good if you're a kid. It's good if you're an adult.
Yeah.
Like, that is a tight package. And then it's dripping with nostalgia because of how they did it. Now, I'll be interested to see what they can do with Astrobot when and if they ever have to separate him from nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they used a ton of characters. So what's the next Astrobot look like?
Yeah.
You know, how do you separate him? Now, it would be absolutely insanity if they built like a Switch game where you had to go put a Switch together. And you were surrounded by like Nintendo characters.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never do that, but I think that would be insane. But it's like at a certain point, Astrobot's going to have to learn to stand on its own without the characters.
Right.
And I wonder how people react when you're not, you know, saving Kratos.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they can only do so much of that. To me, you haven't played through Astrobot, have you?
Not the new one. I've got the first one, Platinum first one.
Well, then I won't say it. But to me, there's parts where I'm like, this was the easiest answer. It's still amazing and well done. But to me, like, that was the easiest answer. And you've done that now. So I don't know what you do next.
I think they'll be fine. I think another one or two more games will be perfectly fine. I don't think they'll have any issues with it.
They don't have enough characters to do another one or two games the way they just did them in this game.
No, not the characters. I mean, you just go back to, it's a whole adventure game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how people respond to that, though, because this one is so nostalgia heavy. But yeah, I'm excited. I'll play the next Astro no matter what.
I mean, you throw in like a GTA style. I mean, there's so many different options you can do with.
Yeah, to me, the obvious next choice is a game to bridge them. So if you do like a kart racer,
mm-hmm.
or if you take all these characters that are already rendered and done and put them in a fighting game.
Oh, yeah.
Or like a party game. I think you have to do something like that to separate this style game. And then the next game you come out doesn't have to be as PlayStation heavy.
Oh, they can even do a Battle Royale game with all the characters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're already built. So it would be interesting to see. But I would love it. I love a good kart racer or a return to like PlayStation All-Stars.
Yeah. All right. So there was this news article that came up. This guy's house got burnt up and his PlayStation 5 survived. This is a picture of it and it still works.
Put survive with quotes on it, because that thing caught on fire for sure.
Yeah. And apparently this is apparently not the first one. There's another one. Here's from a couple years ago. And it melted. You could see the sheet melted on the outside. You could still see the fan. He plugged in and it still worked.
Would you use that if it was yours and it caught on fire?
No. Just the smell of it. You let the fan go. I mean, it's going to smell burnt.
Yeah. I think you have to probably get another one.
Yeah.
And if you're Sony, I think you should make it right to those people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool story.
Yeah.
That thing is melted.
Yeah. All right, another one. I didn't know about this, but PlayStation released a wine way back in the day. This one was for 20 million units sold. You could have bought. And then this one, there's another one here for 55 million units sold.
I didn't know that was a thing either.
Yeah. It started with some guy saying he found the wine. He went to mom and dad's house, went to wine collection, and then pulled out this one.
What a random thing for your parents to have PlayStation branded wine.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think it's pretty interesting. If you're a collector, you try to get the bottle. I mean,
I've never seen that before.
Yeah. I just seen it on the Instagram Reels, and I saw that, and I was like, what the heck?
Interesting.
All right, and there's this one. There's a game system coming out that Taki Udun FPGA 1 PS1. It's basically a PlayStation 1 that will play PlayStation 1 games and uses PlayStation 1 controllers. It looks neat.
It gives me PS1 vibes.
Yeah. It's $149, and they have different.
Yeah.
If they're asking, do you want white, blue, gray?
What's the.
It will use the memory card.
What's the perk here that you want a PlayStation and don't have one?
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, if you want.
Does it have HDMI out?
Yes. Yeah. USB, USB-C. Micro SD card.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever be interested in something like that?
No. Yeah. I just like the technology, how people are coming up with ideas. Like, you don't have a PlayStation 1, you can't find one, you want to be able to play a game, you want something small and simple, something like that. Yeah, the option's there.
I understand the elegance of this Superstation 1. I understand that, you know, having an HDMI out, things like that for people is a big deal. But sometimes when I look at these, I'm like, it's not hard to find an original PlayStation.
No, you can find it.
They're also don't break the bank on eBay either if you need to buy one.
But then the thing is, you don't know if it's going to work or not if you buy it from eBay. That's the problem.
But it's like, to go to all this trouble because you liked a game that you're not going to like anymore. I don't know. That is an era where I would tell you that I don't have a lot of understanding on why people go back to, like, PS1, even like N64 stuff. I understand the Nintendo nostalgia, but I don't think those games, like the early 3D world games, I do not enjoy personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're, you know, things are great for the time they come out in, but we've found better ways to do it.
Right.
Now there's a point where you can go back to with like Super Nintendo and Genesis and NES and, you know, TurboGrafx, and where I think like those games are, the art style still holds up. The gameplay is simplified, which I think holds up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there may not be a better way to do a platformer than two buttons and a D-pad. That is probably the right way to do a platformer. So, you know, those things I think hold up, but the early 3D stuff,
What I would like to know is where PlayStation, Xbox, and Nintendo have like their retro, like the old like NES.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's the percentage of people actually downloading those and playing them all the way through? Are they just downloading and trying them out for like 10 minutes? I mean, I would like to see some numbers on that to see if it's.
Diehards are probably playing all the way through, but I would say a bulk of the people probably don't play those for more than an hour.
Yeah, like I did the Nintendo Switch Online thing, and I played a couple of the older games for a little bit, and that was it. Let me jump in here, right out. Oh, I remember this, and stop. Never played all the way through.
Here's one of the things I was thinking about the other day. I think it would be fun, and I know this is too much work, but I think it would be fun. I thought about this after Mike was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Is we take a game from like NES and we just say, hey, we're going to all play through this game like a book club. And then we're going to talk about it. but it be something old, kind of like the way we do multiplayer night, but it's solo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that would be fun for like us to play through, like, you know, Rescue Rangers, and then sit down and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Our experience with it, what it was like to go back all those years later, if we had played it before, if we remembered any of it, how hard it was, those kind of things. I thought that would be fun. The other thing I thought would be fun is to find like original like couch co-op games and play through together would be fun as well.
But that's actual real couch, like you're sitting on the couch playing?
Yeah, like we get an NES, we find games that are two-player, and we play through it.
You don't like people.
Yeah, I'm used to you, though.
Right.
But yeah, so I thought those things would be fun to, like, if once a month we play, like, an NES game or an old, you know, whatever, something that was available and easy for people to get.
That'd be fun. It'd be interesting to see what people think.
Because you haven't played a lot of them.
Right.
And he's probably played a lot of them recently, and I've played all of them back then but haven't played anything recently.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd be coming at it from three different perspectives. As for you, you don't have any idea. You have no nostalgia, so it's going to be just your raw reaction to how the game is. Mine's going to have nostalgia, but no recent memory. And his is probably going to have nostalgia and tons of recent memory.
Right.
So I thought that would be neat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next thing, Xbox news. They had a developer direct 2025. They went over a few things. They showed off Doom the Dark Ages. Launches May 15th. A lot of people going crazy over that. It looks good.
Looks great.
South of Midnight launching April 8th. Again, that game looks good. We'll never play it. And this other one, Clair Obscur Expedition 33 launching April 24th. Another game that actually looks pretty good. Ninja Gaiden 4. Launching fall 2025. That's pretty much all the talk has been Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden 2 Black is out right now, but Ninja Gaiden 4 is coming back. Or they're bringing Ninja Gaiden back.
Yeah, there's a lot of nostalgia for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play it.
Yeah,
I'm glad it's back. I wonder what that game looks like in a world where you're about to have an Assassin's Creed game. Where you just had Ghost of Tsushima, where you had Neo. Like, I wonder what it looks like in a world where you had those other things. I know they're doing some different things, but I wonder when people play it, if they're going to think this is what a new Ninja Gaiden game feels like, or they're going to think like they're trying to hold on to something that, again, it's not how people play games anymore.
Yeah.
Definitely looks like it has Batman combat.
Right. And it's very futuristic with the robots and robot samurai. Yeah.
A lot of the sliding stuff gives me what was that game?
Devil May Cry.
No, there's I won't be able to think of it now, but there's a game where you're like constantly sliding around. It gives me those vibes. Some Bayonetta feels here too.
Oh, is it the parkour game?
No. The girl. It's got like a robot on the cover, and there's a lot of like slide mechanics.
Oh, okay.
I may remember it, but anyways, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. That's not going to do anything for me. A matter of fact, nothing on this list is going to do anything for me.
Yeah, same. All right. Next, Xbox. Phil Spencer had a little interview, and they were talking to him, and he was talking about if he was going to put more games on PlayStation, Nintendo, and he said they've been working really well with Nintendo. They will continue to put more games on PlayStation, Nintendo. He says we're not going to put walls up.
Yeah, I bet not.
Yeah, and then the one big one was the where's hardware? This one, it's Starfield. They basically said they asked him about Starfield, and he said they asked him, "Can you solidify the Starfield staying put for the time being?" He said no. So people going crazy because is Starfield going to come to Nintendo or PlayStation?
I saw a lot of people saying that the crazy thing is that in 2025, the number one publisher of games on PlayStation could very well be Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, just speculation, I think, between like what people know and what people think. I mean, they're saying that you could have 10 to 15 Xbox games come out on PlayStation this year, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
you know, Lego Indiana Jones, or not Lego Indiana, Indiana Jones is coming.
Right.
The one they just had is going to be coming. I'm sure you're going to get something Halo, whether they do the Master Chief Collection or where they release them one at a time. You're probably going to get the Gears of War collection. Like, they're going to start pumping games out because, you know, they're selling really good and Microsoft needs a win. And
yeah,
the hard part's done. You put one out, it sold well. The hard part's over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you saw what Sea of Thieves did, what Grounded did, and I would argue those are not their biggest titles, but when you saw the success you're able to have with those,
yeah,
it's time to just let it happen.
Yeah,
and then with the Switch 2 coming out, it should be able to run some of those things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I saw people talking about maybe the idea that Grand Theft Auto 5 would run on a Switch 2.
Yeah, because it's on PlayStation 3 and 4. So, and it's, yeah, the Switch 2 is supposed to be capable as the PlayStation 4 Pro.
Yeah, so I saw people toying with that idea. And I'm like, that would be interesting, too, to see if Rockstar would put the money in. Like, what's the return of getting that thing on a Switch?
Right.
It being the old game, all that is interesting. I don't know that they'll do it, but it's interesting that that's a possibility.
They also did say that they have not given up on the hardware sales and console sales.
Yeah, I suspect not. I do think going forward, I wonder if you see much more of that. This is an Xbox. This is an Xbox. So the next thing they release may just be a streaming box.
Yeah, the handheld stream.
I mean, you take something like a Steam Deck, you can play on it. You can also stick it in somewhere and have it dock. I mean, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm. There's this new Red controller that they just released. It's the new Pulse Cypher edition. It looks, I'm a Red guy, so I think this looks amazing.
I'm a Blue guy, but I will tell you that controller for some reason makes me semi-erect.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great looking controller.
It's see-through.
Classic N64 vibes with the see-through.
Yeah.
It's like a blood red. I don't know. That's a good looking controller.
Mm-hmm. They could do this with several different colors and sell it. I mean, that's what we talked about last week. I mean, Xbox does great with their controllers, like the different options.
Plus they have the lab where you can just make any controller you want.
Yeah.
It's they understand the controller game.
And this Ready controller is $74.99.
It's neat. It's a good looking controller.
Some Nintendo news. Three new SNES games are available for the Switch Online. Fatal Fury 2, Super Ninja Boy, and Sut Hakan. I remember playing Fatal Fury.
It's Fatal Fury 2. Did you play that one?
I probably played them all. I mean, we used to play all the fighting games when I was younger.
You're going to have to go rapid here. You got like 100 stories still.
Some of them are really quick.
Golly.
There's this little thing come out. I've seen this on the Nintendo website. It said the spending on physical games is now more than 85% below. Basically saying console sales on physical games is down low compared to what it was back then. Here's the scale.
Of course it is. I mean, you're talking about peak gaming versus what the industry has pushed it to. The industry is forcing it to go physical or digital. I will say there's a level where I don't think that number will drop below, and we may be at that level now, or it may spike up slightly, and then it's just going to remain stagnant.
Yeah, sorry, that's my phone. People are saying that a lot of this has to do with Nintendo because they still have the cartridges.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, they want you to buy digital. It's the same price, so it's a bigger return for them.
Yeah,
they don't have to manufacture, ship, all that stuff.
All right, next one. I've seen this. It's the Ojo. It came out years ago, but it's a Switch projector. You slide your Switch in, and it projects a game, whatever you're playing, on the wall.
It's bizarre. It's a dock projector. It seems like it would get hot as shit.
Yeah, 4 hours of play, rechargeable, or you can plug it in wired, HDMI support, 30 to 120 inch TV.
In some scenarios, I can understand how that would be a positive.
Yeah, if you have like a big party, like you're doing a party,
yeah, you just want to like stick it on the patio or something like that.
I just think it's neat. I saw that.
I've definitely never seen it. OJO.
Yeah, it's a projector. You can buy them. It's $400, but I just seen on eBay someone selling for one for like $160. Another thing, there's this handheld that's coming out. This is a handheld that's coming out. It's not a one that's already out though. This is not a Switch.
Yeah, it's just they made a Switch knockoff.
Yeah, this is the M20 Pro. SJJM's coming out. So far, there's no lawsuits on it. It comes with a dock, different than the Switch dock. It's got the little trigger buttons. It looks like a Switch with the red controller and the blue controller with the big screen in the middle.
The SJGAM.
Mm-hmm. SJJM website, the M20 Pro.
Yeah, I don't know why anyone would do this. I mean, they're trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't even go to their website because it's sketchy. Yeah.
All right, next one, Minecraft has a big thing event coming. Hello Kitty is coming to Minecraft. More and more things. Just might as well just keep on rolling them out.
They look. I assume people are buying them.
Yeah, the characters look cute.
They look like Hello Kitty. I'd like to see a build pack.
All the balloons.
Yeah.
Get the clothes. I just like how Minecraft keeps on just. Support and just dropping stuff. All right, now there's some Lego news, some Lego drop, some out there. One Piece is an anime that did a live action. It's actually come. The Lego is dropping a live action from the live action game. Lego's bringing a little thing out for One
Piece. They had like a 2-second teaser of just the hat.
Yeah.
Didn't show anything else. And this is based off of the Netflix One Piece, just to be clear.
Not the anime. I will. I don't know. Probably maybe get a couple of the minifigures. That's about it. I'm not going to get any of the sets.
I'm completely uninterested in this, but I did see that it was coming and people are excited about it.
Yeah. I might just get like those five, like the main characters. That's about it. Just to have them. Next one, they release a Twilight house and apparently people like it. I'm not a fan. I think the house doesn't look great.
I think the house is fine. The truck is fine. I think it's a cheaper set. I think it that shows. I think the werewolf looks like shit.
Yeah.
I have a real problem.
For $219, I don't see it.
Also, did like, is this too far gone? Like, are people still infatuated with Twilight?
Hocus Pocus, they came out last year and it did pretty good.
To me, Hocus Pocus, though, I don't know. To me, Hocus Pocus more aligns with people who are doing Lego than Twilight will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That Hocus Pocus set's already going away. So,
yeah. You get the minifigures. I don't know. I'm not seeing it. Then a new flower arrangement coming.
Saw that also. I like it. It's not one I'll get, but I like it.
Got the little actual plant pot.
The plants more than the flowers.
Gotcha. All right. Then they came out saying the Lego architecture is doing a Trevi fountain. Looks pretty cool.
For the second time. They've done one before.
But this is the
bigger.
Yeah.
It's super cool. The only way I would ever get that is if I had visited the Trevi fountain.
Yeah, and it's going to be $159.
And wanted to like signify that I'd been there.
And then because of that, they're doing this French cafe.
I think it's awesome.
To go along with that.
I think the French cafe is awesome.
And it's going to be $80.
It's small. It's the right size.
The back is closed where you can open it. You can see the hinges.
Yeah, the back looks like shit, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks good from the front. Yeah, it has the back though. So I don't want to knock them. I don't want to be too hard. It has the back at least.
right.
But I think the French bakery is awesome.
And that was it.
I've been up on my Lego news. You're not sliding any stories past me. Not anymore. You
follow that guy on TikTok. He's dropping stuff.
I get, that's all my TikTok feed is. It's everybody's like, check out these. So I got a guy that just shows you everything that achieves 10,000
mm-hmm.
votes. So he's in early on it. And then I got other guys that show, this is everything that dropped this week. This is everything that was announced this week. This is everything coming out this month. This is everything retiring. So I'm all in.
Yeah. So I have two YouTube guys, one that gives me the news of what's coming out. Three. Then there's an investor guide. I just watched to see it. It says that certain bet, certain when to buy, not to buy for investing wise. And then one to just get shows you just like sales for the week. Hey, yeah. This that Amazon has this. This store has that. Target has that.
I you know, luckily I am still only interested in the sets that I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. And so I like to know what's going on. I like to see. I don't think I realized until recently when I really started following how active Lego is as a company.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like announcements every single week. It's almost overwhelming.
Yeah, they got their own Instagram channel, they got a TikTok channel.
It's like coming, but there's always stuff like everybody's like, here's a new set coming out. Here's a new set coming out. Here's one announced. I'm like, my God, they just like, it is constant.
And if you're a collector, you can't, I mean, how you're spending so much money to keep up.
Oh my goodness. But I don't know. It's neat. I'm glad that I finally had space to put them together because mm-hmm. I for sure love them so much more when I'm not a like buy it and set it. That doesn't do anything for me with Lego. Like it's putting it together. That gets the juices flowing.
No, there's so many sets I have that I want. I can't wait to put them together. You know, it's going to be so fun just to display it and set it up. There's fun. Then, you know, I have the ones I just collect just to have it.
Yeah. Oh, knocking stuff over.
Right. So as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. You can contact me on the socials at @hoeffinshow @game_stitch on the @X/Twitter. That's episode 624. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.